Hello, everybody. Welcome to Jumping in an Elevator, the podcast where I, Mike, from the illustrious YouTube channel Mike's Mike, I talk, don't I just? I love to open my mouth and close it in a way in which I make sounds, truly. Special hello to McKenna. Thank you for being one of my top tier patrons. And you know what, McKenna? I hope the slay has been slain. I've been saying that a lot lately to myself. Not to anyone in particular, just walking around my house saying, the slay has been slain, and I hope your slay has been slain. Fantastic. This episode of the podcast is, it's a bit of a weird one. I feel like every 5 to 10 episodes I do one of these where I talk about some past event or some past happening similar to the Italian tour episode of the podcast, which was a lot of fun. Actually a lot of similarities between this episode and that episode because Jacob features in this one because I call him. So I recorded the main portion of this episode previously a couple of days ago, so I'll be putting that in. Other things that I wanted to cover. This past week, I have just been in an Olympics hole. Truly. Remember how a few months ago I fell in the hole famously while running? This has been a content hole. I just watch everything to do with the Olympics. Pole vault, I'm there. Hurdles, I'm there. But it's fuck hurdles. It's always been fuck hurdles. I can't remember because I have a famously terrible memory. So I don't know if I've spoken about my dramas with high school sport. But to give you a little bit of a recap, I like to watch a little bit of sport now when the Olympics are on. When the Olympics are not on, I'm not engaging with the sports world pretty much at all, apart from tennis. And this stems from some issues that I've had at high school with sport. So, for example, compulsory swimming carnivals, had to do freestyle swimming in like Division F. I have talked about this on the podcast before, so I might get details a bit wrong. I dived into my freestyle race with my mouth open because I was so fucking anxious that I was swimming in front of the whole school that I dived in with my mouth open and started choking, and I had to swim to the side of the pool. And the teacher that had 4 fingers on one hand, because he famously cut one off at the woodworking shop, he had to help me out of the pool. So that was fun. Then there's the time when I would just fake a knee injury at all times in terms of the athletics carnival, because I was just not in the mood. It was not something that I wanted to do. Everything was compulsory again. And hurdles, they're just not for me. I was not built for hurdles. Let's just say that. I may be 5'11 now, but in high school, I was short. I was the third shortest. And hurdles are high, and my legs were not going over them, but they still made me fucking run the hurdles. So it'd be like, I would put the front leg over and then the knee at the back would just boom into the hurdle, which was always a little bit of fun, a little bit of aesthetics, if you will. So then what I would do is I would do one hurdle and I'd be like, I can't do the rest. Sorry, my knee's hurting, which was like kind of true. I just didn't want to fucking do it. And then the running races, that's usually fine. Like I had many demons to slay internally. So running felt like a way to do that. What else did we have? We had the biathlon. So it was running on the beach and then swimming in the ocean. Hated it. Fucking hated it. Any kind of competitive swimming can get fucked. Actually, probably fine now, but back then it was traumatizing. And it was in the ocean where the sharks. Yes, sharks. The sharks were there and they cancelled it after a few years because of shark warnings and shark scares. So that is just fun. So that's why I don't really like sport, but now I do thanks to the Olympics, and I want to do a team sport. Have been thinking, I think I'm going to do volleyball or something along those lines. I used to play soccer. That's actually another thing. I used to play soccer in first and second grade, and I was so bad because I was so scared that if the ball came near me, I would just run off the fucking field. So they would put me in goals to have me like the least amount of time near the ball, which that was a shit idea. Because when the ball comes to the goalie, who's going to save the ball? To quote Rina Sawayama, who's going to save us now? Who's going to save us now? Off the deluxe version. Anyway, yeah, if the ball came near me, I would just run out of the goals and just run off. So that was fun. So yeah, that's the basic summary of everything that's been going for me right now is the Olympics. And then I was thinking about high school, and then the thoughts about high school made me remember this thing that happened with the Alison De Laurentiis fake Facebook account. Now, I don't know why I forgot about this. This is such a good fucking good story. As a YouTuber, you know, you gotta have good stories. And I feel like I have a few solid stories, but I fucking forgot about this. But now I remembered. So without further ado, I'm going to play the clips from a couple of days ago when I called my bestie, Jacob, and we discussed the Alison De Laurentiis Facebook account. Enjoy. Hello, girlies. I'm back. Previously, this is me last night wearing the full Kieran getup. No, it's true. I also have a thought on the phone. Jacob, say hello.
Hello, sister.
Not the Spencer Hastings twin voice. As if I haven't suffered enough.
Oh. I've just finished my 11th rewatch, so it's fresh on the mind.
I feel like that just says so much. I was like, do I need to introduce you? But that explains a lot. Actually, I did this to you last time, and I'm going to do it to you again with absolutely no context or warning.
Mm-hmm.
Use three words or phrases to describe yourself.
Thrown right under the bus here. Three words or phrases to describe myself.
Mm-hmm.
If you disagree with any of them, I'm very open to feedback as well. So I'm like stretching, reaching for anything here.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to put me in my place. Mm-hmm. All right, I'll say feisty.
This hang-up button's looking real nice right now.
Nah, fair though, right?
Feisty? Bitch, okay. I would describe like a fucking salad as feisty.
Name one feisty salad.
Like a mango salad with chili, that's feisty. Why lie?
How is this going so disastrous already?
I would say like,
Okay, go.
I was going to say dramatic.
Okay, no, start again. What am I doing? Adjectives?
I mean, I wasn't specific language types. You could say like a word or a phrase. Why is this literally the worst thing that's ever happened on this podcast?
I literally was like, you know, like first day of uni, and they're like, three adjectives to describe yourself.
Actually, to piggyback off that trauma, I remember one of our mutual friends, I won't say her name because I don't know if she wants this story public, but at university, we were all doing first year psych, and one of the things we had to do was go around the room and say a fun fact about yourself, and we weren't in the same class. Wait, were you in the same class?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, you were, I wasn't. And the thing was, they had to say a fun fact about themselves. And what did she say?
She said, when I get bored, I just write my name over and over. And then everyone was kind of like, quirky. And then after class, she comes running up to me. I don't know why I said that. I've never done that in my life.
And that's what you call social anxiety. So shout out to her.
That's what uni does to people. That's what you've kind of done to me here when I thought you were asking for myself.
And that's what you missed on Glee. Actually, something else that we can do to introduce you, I will start like a Nicki lyric and you have to fill in the blank.
Yeah, love. I can do that.
That's okay, let's go.
That's way more in my comfort zone.
Are you ready?
Literally ready.
Okay. I brought the... Actually, I got that wrong. Hang on. I brought out the...
Literally anything. Are you going to sing it like in tune or no?
No. I brought out the...
Lamborghini.
Just to?
Race.
In?
China.
What's the next lyric? Hang on. Brought the?
Race.
To?
China.
Just to?
Race.
With?
China.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you for that glorious introduction. So the reason why I have Jacob on the phone right now is because we famously... and traumatically went to high school together.
Mm-hmm, which we touched on in the past.
The Italian Tour podcast episode, which I would say is culturally important. So go ahead and listen to that if you have not. And just to give you another indication of, I think this summarizes our high school experience well. The day that the Telephone music video premiered, Jacob posted on Facebook trying to break the world record for most comments on a Facebook post by sharing the link to the Telephone music video.
Not Not even just the local record, the world record.
World record. Like, the aspirations were high. It was giving kind of social media Olympics.
Not Olympic record, world record.
Exactly, exactly. And I realised earlier this week, I don't know what triggered it. I think it was something to do with Pretty Little Liars being renewed on HBO Max. Someone tweeted that at me and I was like, now why would you send me into a spiral?
Cool, so I'm going to watch it for the 12th time now, thanks.
Yeah, the fact you're in double digits is...
I know.
It needs to be discussed, but I think that's with a professional, not with me.
It says everything about me that a therapist would tell you.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And when I was thinking about Pretty Little Liars, I remembered that in... I might be getting the years wrong here, but I want to say in 2011...
12.
Oh, that's even worse.
It's 20.
I was, like, the last year of high school, I was doing this shit. Okay, so basically, in the final year of high school, I made a fake Facebook account for Alison De Laurentiis. Now, you might be thinking, why the fuck would you do that? And the purpose was I wanted to prank people Mona van der Waal style. And one of the people that I pranked was Mr. Sir.
Everyone has side ambitions in year 12. It's when you start branching out and trying some new things.
It's true. It's true. I think this kind of was around the time that I didn't get runner-up head boy.
Yes. Okay, cool. So that was your motive.
And I channeled that energy into a fake Alison De Laurentiis Facebook account.
Can we just... I just want to side note for 5 seconds and just say that when Michael first told me about this the other day... also tried to make it seem like it was some sort of like Scream 1, like Billy Stu, like partnership. We like, remember when we made that account together? I was like, bitch, I was the first victim of that account.
The way that in my memory I had told myself over the last, how many, 9 years, that this is something that we did together. And then when I rang him and I was like, do you remember when we did that? And he's like, bitch, I had no part in this. You did all this.
And to me.
He was one of the victims.
But to be fair, had you have approached me with this, like Mona CC style, like I would have been on board. I would have been on the A-team, 100%.
Of course, of course. Now, I remember the reason why I did it was because there was someone's 16th birthday and I had planned in my head this elaborate prank for no fucking reason. Why was I pranking?
Yeah, but you were also invited and refused to go, but then just pranked people as Alison on the night of the party.
I don't know what was going on. That was a tumultuous week to month for me.
To unpack here, but I feel like we just need to surface level this. Like,
yeah, 100%. But I remember the messages that I was sending were just like related to things that I would know had happened, but they wouldn't know that it was me that was sending the messages. But I can't remember the messages. Can you?
Okay. Well, do you want me to see if I can still see mine?
Do you have the fucking messages? Oh my god, that would be iconic.
Yeah, okay.
The account still exists. Did you find it?
Alison. Cool. So that's not how you spell Alison.
Okay, while you're still doing that, I'm just going to let the people know that when this happened in 2012, yes, there was like several months of this and Jacob joined in at some point. And I, like, forgot about the account.
I never joined in.
You did join in.
No. Show me the receipts now.
You joined in. I'll check the login records. And
this is not an A reveal.
giving very much season 3 A. Like the first half when they're all running away from the sanitarium. Sanatorium?
Sorry, but do you remember, like, for an entire recess one day, I think after the Toby reveal, where he, like, runs around the corner after? Like, literally me and you spent the entire recess seeing who could do the better Toby run around the corner?
Yeah, and that just says so much about...
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck were we doing in high school?
What the fuck are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing? Shout out to Azalea Banks. Hope you're doing well. Yeah, I remember I didn't log into the account for months, and then a few... months to a year had passed and I was like, oh my god, I remember I made that fake Alison De Laurentiis Facebook account and I logged into it and it was all these people had messaged me on the account being like, are you the real Alison De Laurentiis? Or it was people messaging me like, are you really dead? Or it was people messaging me from fake fucking Toby accounts or like fake Jenna accounts, like just writing shit that was relevant to the plot of Pretty Little Liars.
I've never this?
It was like fucked. And I was like, this is so bizarre. And then I think that's when I permanently logged out of the account, but I didn't delete it. So maybe I should try and find it. But did you find the messages?
Yeah, I got the messages. And I was being fucking sassy. Like, I just remembered. Okay. Do you remember someone else was also paying me at the time?
And was it me?
No, it was someone else. It's the person whose party this was, where you were A-ing everyone. And it was... And because this was obviously, like, the talk of the town around the all-boys school, so this guy was, like, making physical... He was getting, like, magazine cutouts. And I specifically remember some of them. I've still got pictures of it on Facebook. And they were leaving, like, messages in my locker, like, sliding it in. But it was like, how you like cut out like the letters from magazines and stuff, so like you can't tell the handwriting. And remember, it was like, "You are the weakest link. Goodbye forever." Hey, do you remember that?
No.
So I was getting like that, and then I was getting all these like phone calls and stuff. And I think it was like some of like the girls that we hung out with at that time as well. And I think they were just like prank calling. Everything was like always about like, "Hey," and da-da. So then I'm like sitting at home, and this fucking Alice Dealer just starts messaging me. I've had it up to fucking. Yeah, this is like the seventh person that week I've been paid by. And then I literally just get this one message saying, "Okay, she's gone again. Why would I type in AL? Is it the first thing that comes up? I need more friends with letters start with A." All right.
Hang on, before you say that, I just searched on my messenger history, Alison to the Renters, and there's fucking messages. But you go first and then I'll do mine. Okay. Why was I messaging myself? Okay, you go first.
Messaging Michael as Alison.
Yes.
Bitch, that's the ultimate plan. It's like when Mona starts getting A texts.
Oh my god, why did I think this out so much? Okay, you go.
And there hadn't even been the Mona reveal yet at this time. So you were ahead of the game. You were ahead of the A game.
Oh, I think I was further down the spiral than I realised.
The things that you could have accomplished. Okay, so message number one from Alison De Laurentiis, February 10, 2012. So I was not lying. No, not even like an A reveal yet. We didn't even know what was going on. You're ahead of the game. Whoa, comma, careful, Aria. Drink too much and you will tell us all your secrets. And I replied, "Did you call me yesterday? Is this the same person?"
What the fuck?
February 10th is also my mum's birthday. Like, leave me the fuck alone. Leave me to celebrate. She turned 50 that year as well.
But why was I doing this to you?
Fucking 9 p.m. on my mother's 50th, you're messaging
me. 9 p.m. in high school, I should have been in bed.
You told me you had like your literal like 3-hour drive the next morning to school.
Oh my okay. God.
Next day, February 11th, 9:42 a.m. So you're up and at 'em. You're up, you're about. Stick with me, kids. It's about to get so good. ... A. And I replied, "Cool. As I asked, are you the person that called me on Thursday night?" No reply.
Oh my god.
4 hours later. "It's complicated, Hannah." Spelled wrong. "Really complicated. Worse than algebra. A." No reply from me. And then 3 minutes later, "I've got friends in all the wrong places and misery loves company."
Oh my god.
I replied 4 hours later saying sexual. S-E-X-U-A-L. Sexual.
Oh my god.
Bitch, I've had enough, clearly.
I'm kind of loving this, like... The fact that I went to the lengths of researching actual A quotes.
But to be fair, like at the same time, I'm getting like letters in my locker, I'm getting phone calls. So
Was I aware of that?
Probably, surely. Who else was I telling? I think I just thought it was you the whole time. You were kind of just like kind of doing your own side thing as well. It was
my side hustle.
My high school was hard. And then that's literally it. And then February 12, you hit me with the "he knew too much, A." And I've gone, "That sucks." Like, I'm so sorry for how I was replying to these. Like, I really did not get around this enough. And then on December 7th, 2017, the re-up at 7:44 p.m., you've gone, "We've been new," in capitals. And I've gone, "Sis, my last message to you. I'm so sorry."
That was not me.
Uh-huh. Are we restarting this?
No, in 2017, that was not me because I lost the login. I don't know how to log into the account.
Surely you've been like, you found like an old laptop or iPad or something and it still had access to the Alison account. You didn't wipe your trace.
No, the account's still there because I couldn't get in to delete it.
So someone taking the game over?
Yeah, I don't know. That's not me. Maybe someone else had the person cut the clippings. Had access to the account, maybe.
And they would try that like 5 years later, wouldn't they?
I just clicked on the account's wall and it's got a post from our mutual friend on the wall and it says, "Hey, Stud Muffin." I can't do this.
No.
I can't do this. This is too much for me.
I didn't think it was going to go like this.
I didn't realise it'd be 2017.
Stud Muffin.
Something is off here. Okay,
did
let me
read. Did Alison say that? Or did someone say that to Alison?
Someone posted on Alison's wall, "Hey, Stud Muffin," on the 21st of July, 2012. Okay, but Alison wasn't writing this. Someone was writing this on Alison's wall. Anyway, let me tell you the message that I messaged myself from Alison account.
And who did you show?
Oh, what was the fucking background here? Who knows? This was on the 12th of February, 2012. I messaged myself.
My mum is now 50 in 2 days. Just counting.
I messaged myself, "Ready? I'm going to delete you. And say to Jake, sorry to do this, but he knew too much. Eh?" I don't know what's happening here. Is this me, like, did I?
Is there anyone else you reckon I could message right now and just say, "Hey, can you just search your messages and tell me if you got anything from Alison De Laurentiis?"
Oh, I mean,
is there anyone else you were targeting, or was this just strictly like, let's just throw this to Jake until he...
There's the person that wrote, "Hey, Stud Muffin," on the wall.
I don't think I'm going to do that. Based on Stud Muffin alone, that allegiance is gone.
This is traumatizing. My eye is twitching.
What were you doing at age 16?
I said, "Sorry to do this, but he knew too much." So Jake, I told myself to tell you that from me.
From yourself as Alison.
Maybe this was like insurance.
This is 100%. Like, that's what Mona did, right? Like, she started sending messages to herself.
Mm.
So everyone like felt like, oh, she was the victim. So you were ready to be the victim.
When am I not? I think this kind of leads to a larger discussion. The fact that I was doing all this so I could feel like I was on Pretty Little Liars.
Literally.
That show... Is it too much to say that show ruined lives?
It has ruined me mentally. That's why, like, and I've said this to you so many times, like, at what point do I just branch out and try new things and not just watch that show over and over?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing else gives me what that gives me. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
That rush.
In the saddest possible way.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, the new Gossip Girl's kind of like that, but... Because I was thinking the Gen Z just doesn't have a show that's so bad that it ruins lives, but they have this new Gossip Girl, so that's good.
But the Gen Z, like, do they go back and watch Pretty Little Liars, or is it way too...
Sometimes when I reference it, the girls don't know, but hopefully, from listening to the podcast, they do. Like, sorry, Aria getting put in a box next to a dead body to be pushed off a train, sure.
But, like, there wasn't one male character on that show that wasn't technically a pedophile, right?
Let me do the quick maths.
And not counting Toby, because...
Are we counting... I mean, there is one, and that one is Ezra's fake son. Who, someone DM'd me on Instagram out of nowhere, like 2 days ago, being like, "I think one of the actors on the new Gossip Girl is the actor for Ezra's fake 3-year-old son." And I nearly deleted Malcolm. Instagram.
Is that his name? Malcolm?
Sounds right.
And then it turned out to not even be his son, hey?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, hence why you're saying fake, right?
Yeah.
I thought you said fake because it's like a character, and I'm like, of course it's a character because Ezra's a character as well. Anyway.
Please.
So where? Okay, so yeah, how else did Pretty Little Liars fuck you up, though, apart from pretending to be a victim of it?
I think it just kind of... It's hard to explain. It's one of those things where it's like, I think it made me who I am, not dramatically. But
yeah.
Also not in a good way.
Yeah, it's like your zest for mystery and drama where it's not needed.
Yeah, I'm just like, they're... This show put me on a path that sent me to talking to a camera in my room by myself at age 25.
And how much did Paige, the character Paige, doing a karaoke rendition of Pink So What lead you on that path?
Can we not talk about that?
Is that your highest? if someone was to say right now, like, most fucked up moment of that show, is that what comes to your head?
No, immediately I'm thinking three things. I just said three and put up two fingers. I meant three, and I mean the Toby's Durag in prison.
Yeah.
The car running into Emily's house.
Yeah.
And Noel Kahn being decapitated.
Oh, I actually forgot about that because I usually stop after like season five during my rewatches. But yeah, fair. What about Tippy the Bird singing the phone number that ended up being like the biggest plot point of the whole show?
I think that's crucial to society. That's not like a bad thing.
The writers were just in a silly, goofy mood.
Exactly. What would your top three be?
Well, I feel like I kind of just invaded yours, but I guess 100%, like, these are just off the top of my head. If I was to delve deeper, I'm sure I'd come up with more. But number one, 100% is Paige singing So What with Emily at a bar, age like 15. Second would be like a psychic woman that was brought into the show for like one episode. Just having a vision that Alison's hand was waving, yet somehow making it to her backyard in time to pull her out of said grave, and ended up being like
Grindelwald.
Grindelwald.
Grunwald.
Grunwald.
No, I just remember that lady had like really blue eyes, and I thought she was doing too much.
So that would definitely be up there. And third has to be, hello, sister.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. But I also just realised there's the lasagna box.
Oh, true. Lasagna. I call off your techno boy toy, my cover photo for the last 5 years.
Or I'll tell the police what your mum keeps in the lasagna box.
The lasagna box was pretty key to the show, to be fair.
I'm just looking at Alison Durantis' Facebook account, and the profile picture is A is for Alison, not amateur.
On brand for her account, what she would have wanted.
What the fuck were we doing?
How is ABC or whatever channel have that not like flagged this account yet?
There was, but I remember when I made it, there were literally over 100 Alison Durantis accounts.
Okay, cool. So what were these other accounts doing? Do we want to delve into any of these other ones?
So all I'm saying is, listeners and viewers, if you ever made an Alison Durantis account, please make yourself known in the comments. Also, we need to have a discussion.
I'm just going through Alison's profile now. Places lived, Rosewood Park, Pennsylvania.
Like, I put in work on that profile.
You did. Other names. A. Basic info. Male. Well.
Oh.
Okay, where your first clue. TV shows that it liked, that this page has liked. Pretty Little Liars. Other likes. Pretty Little Liars. Book series.
Oh, my God.
So you were really sitting there liking pages on the Alison account.
Yeah, I spent like this was a day thing, like a couple of days. This was not like a few hours. This was an event that went for a few days, and then apparently had a 2017 check-in. But that is a problem for another time. This is exhausting. I have to end this call.
This has not been good for either about mental health.
No,
we have to admit that.
No, but thank you for joining on the podcast. I'm sure
the trauma 9 years ago that you've.
Maybe. No worries. It was formative.
Why is it always only ever trauma? Why are we actually bringing up like trauma and you're yet to pay for a single therapy session for me?
The second you pay for mine, the amount of shit you did as well. Oh, that's another segment for another episode.
I was going to say, I'm glad for you to be the focus of this one. Much appreciated.
For now.
For now.
All right, say bye to everyone.
Okay, bye, sirs. Thank you, sir.
So, yeah, wow. What a fun story that was. Completely normal behavior. Not at all strange behavior. How great is that? I have just always been normal. Nothing to see here. Just an average life. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the podcast. Thank you, Jacob, for featuring in the episode. And sorry for messaging you on your mum's 50th birthday back in 2012 as Alison De Laurentiis. We all have our hashtag flaws. Circle, send, message. Listeners and viewers, if you enjoyed this video or episode, feel free to leave a like or a review or even a comment. Slay. Slay. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll talk to you all soon. Peace out. Bye.